down the world, plate a world clash. Steely said, no matter run, don't play. So Steely, when you're busting, you just have to fucking bust it. You just have to stick to it and do it.
This is how shots get licked. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. So bomb. Let's say you in a party, dance is kinda ram. DJ playing tunes, those on your jam. Yo, what do you do? Get wild like Jerry Springer. Push up on the Wando up your gun finger. Booyaka, booyaka, it's a brand new tune from the big Babble Show crew. E-Frog, V-Frog, and the Owl. Get me ready to put some soundboy in a tune. Come out of my mind, been dope since the womb. Could you please back up and give me room? My lyrical dexterity gains elasticity, especially when the end. Wanna test me? Let's see what shit I drop. When I'm a written rhymes, I'm one of the topper. Nuclear bomb or I'm a shotter. Doesn't really matter. Up just getting dropped. My shit is too hard. You can't get with this. You're remedial English and I'm nuclear physics. And if it's battle you want from EV, yo, I'm not gonna run, I'm not gonna hide, I'm not gonna flee. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. So what? MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. MC's the quick, this is how shots get licked. Yo, I am the general of the Bush Army. So when you see me, salute like M.O.P. Bracka, bracka, clack, it's like that. Top lyrical shotter, MC that's hotter. Flatbush, what you know about this? Hitting like the Blizzard, not six. And yeah, yeah, I run it down cause I'm on her mind. And they jump on my like a Jabo sign. Cause I'm mad nice, your girl, I entice her. When I'm ripping, concise and sufficing. Able to sustain this level cause I contain components, complex opponents. Give me a moment to proceed. Progress, you can't impede. With skill and determination, we shall succeed. So defeating these props in the battle, kinda hard. Like getting on a dollar fan with a Metro card. Paragraphs of perfection, the paragon. Despised by MCs like Jews with Farrakhan. No debate on the dopeness of the flow. No debate on the dopeness of E-Pro when the man was. We look when the yeah, then we tell them 1, 2. This is how it go. You're now in tune to the sounds of E-Pro. Big, bad, Bush, Al. It's the E-Props and I run freestyle like that, baby. Flat Bush, baby. Flat Bush, baby. Flat Bush and I'm out. What? That ready for me?
Peace. This is E-Props. And welcome to the last episode of the Flatbush Movement Radio Show, at least on Blog Talk, entitled Electricity. Today is January 20th, 120, and it's the inauguration day of President-elect Donald Trump. And there's a lot of electricity surrounding this event. It also simultaneously signals the end of Barack Obama's presidency. And since the context of the Flatbush movement is in part derived, in part, from Barack Obama's presidency, at least the context, like I just said, I'll end the show in its current form by shutting off the current concurrently. Set off the electricity. Because for real, a long time, E-Pos, Amin Ra has been harnessing that solar power with my Ankh and converting it into electricity for my constituency to see with their third eye. I've been doing it through my show, my music, my videos, my blog, etc., etc., with no monetary compensation, and it seems with no acknowledgement, aside from the few who like whatever it is I do on Facebook, which doesn't match the listeners. I don't know whether it's the reason why I fail to maximize the monetary potential as I should. Is it because I'm ahead of my time, or is it hate? Either or, now would be a good time for me to chill and reevaluate. First, want to hit you with one of those Flatbush Movement episodes, you know, with the tunes in the dark. You know, I could break it down the formula, I could break it down further, but I leave it for the Dakotas who love to listen. No one last time proved that I'm the metaphoric Benjamin Banneker. Doggone it. Not doggone, doggone it. Yeah. Meaning, I'm one of, if not the architect of the current form of black consciousness within the United States of America, the landmass and corporation. Me say that. One of the main reasons I don't get acknowledgement, monetary compensation, publicity for my black conscious work, so to speak, and from blacks in America, is because most people perceive black in relation to white. Hence, why, for example, they see doom and gloom as Trump becomes president, because he's an alleged racist that occupies a position many feel control their fate. And that's even though many would say that blacks have survived despite Washington and governmental policies. People feel like Donald Trump is becoming the president. It's a wrap. Even though we had this this seeming burst of black consciousness, they think it's over now. Because the boogeyman, the alleged racist Donald Trump is about to become president and Obama's not. Now, me, I've been putting forth a black consciousness where black is powerful and not helpless and exists despite and apart from whites, Asians, and Arabs. Blacks are scared of that type of mentality. It's seen as radical, you know, Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan. So they tend to steer away from it. There's, of course, exceptions, but for the most part, and that's regarding the masses. It's hard for one to get support for those type of philosophies. Even though they might not even be radical, they could be just normal, what you would perceive as normal to some. Anything that's not the norm on television seen as radical. Now, for me, both my theory and practice deserve props, baby. You know what I mean? I don't expect props from niggas. You know, we live in a society where the only time blacks are being celebrated is, again, when their achievements are occurring vis-a-vis the system. Like entertainers, sports, film. If this person is hired by this corporation, me, I don't fall into any of those categories, so I'm being blacked out. Even though I know, just from the people that I know, my peers, and the positions that they occupy, I know what rung that I also occupy. And the proof is in the pudding. Like I said, my theory and practice deserve props. I don't expect to get it from dudes. Because we're all competitive, but for the sexy young ladies, then, who've benefited from my modest touch, Long time you make you see. While I've been electrifying your mind and your body. When I went to Egypt/Kemet in 2006 for a study tour with Meg Evers College to present a paper on hip-hop and African religion, hip-hop and popular culture was devoid of black consciousness, politically, culturally, and socially, a far cry from the so-called golden era of the early 90s. Yeah, there were artists who were showing it sporadically, but that sort of disposition was not at the forefront. Nobody was wearing black clothes to show that they were down for the cause. There were no Pharaoh shirts and ankh chains, and no red, black, and green American flags. Niggas at that time were getting crunk and pimping, signaling the plane and shit. Yeah, there were the usual conscious rappers, the Roots, Common, etc. But their brand of consciousness was more of like a, you know, black people or like other people of color, radical left, Democratic Party approved version. In 2004, the 200th anniversary of Haiti's independence, by the way, I graduated with my master's degree in political science from Brooklyn College. My thesis was on hip-hop as a political tool. Because of the Barclays Center, I had begun to become politically involved in Brooklyn, and Russell Simmons' Hip-Hop Summit Action Network was active in the city at that time. So I really perceive hip-hop as more than just the music prior to going to Egypt. But what going to Kemet did was begin the process of crystallizing my vision of it being a three-pronged Pan-African tool, political, cultural, and economic. In January of 2007, I uploaded a YouTube clip of me in Egypt by the Sphinx. And so for the last decade, I sought to independently execute this Pan-African vision among the grassroots population of Flatbush, Brooklyn. Thus, that's where I began to shine my light, turning on the cosmic electricity on the avenue.
Yo, slick like Rick James when I hit. Super freak chicks, oh I don't miss. Big sweat your nose, my flows make you sick. Two chicks for me, none for you like Twix. Play with head like cleft guitar picks. Went from bottom piss to making hits and hollow tips, then shooting lips. Right? Handle our business, make sure it sits. Ride through the tunnels and the guest list. Light up your block with Roman candlesticks. Known to blow shows with pyrotechnics. Rapping about your whips while you're catching transits. Flying shorty gifts with checks from work. Your records sound like a demo that was yet not mixed. And your whole style broken, it should be fixed. Time running out as my Rolex ticks. Don't get caught on the average, too electric. What? Peeps who roam the streets, God bless they soul, may they rest in peace. There's those who finance and those who choose to lease. Whatever suits you, whether on the term of your lease. Different strokes for different folks, God. I refuse to go back and being broke, Lord. He got struck with lightning, he got hit hard. Faces 20 lights to maximum. There's all life to scar. The preacher's son and I came off to Santa Maria. 10 cases of Malta, caught a diarrhea. Load of refugees on the aircraft carriers. You say dirty cash, we never heard of you.
You don't know me?
You don't know me?
Yeah.
Watch your back, watch your side. Swimming with sharks, string you like a hawk while they playing Mozart. No credential, get nowhere like Oslo. Send back to Frisco at the Regal Beagle. Suave like Rico, on fire like Pyro. Frantic like a schizo, rougher than Brillo. He caught the rap like Donnie Brasco.
Miami, there is fire.
Flappers is home to many ethnic groups of African descent. Haitian, Jamaican, Guinean, Panama, you name it, it's in Flappers. I wanted to musically craft a sound and style that reflected that fact, with thoughts of marketing it to the greater American society. Based on my observation of the success and popularity of dancehall in the 90s, early 2000s, and the 40s, I thought my Flatbush hip-hop concoction could pop because it contained many of the same elements. At the same time, I remained active politically, again among the grassroots, with the goal of perhaps becoming an elected official like a peer of mine who was in my poli-sci program at Brooklyn College, who I graduated before. The difference between me and him is that I've never had any institutional or organizational backing in any of my efforts. Same with my music career. No corporate backing, no publicists, etc., etc. I've been 100% independent. People thought that the internet would even the playing field. It's definitely a place where people can get out their ideas, but it's also a place where those who have more access to resources and mainstream media can steal your ideas and capitalize. Now, if people have been stealing my ideas, that's another topic. But when I see a dude from my hood who says they've been rapping 1 year, you know what I mean, wearing Unk Change, shooting videos on Parkside, and then they get signed to Roc Nation, while I've been rapping 25 years and never even got a big up, I need to reevaluate. Maybe I'm whack. What I do know is that Flappers has never had their representation in the hip-hop game. Being somebody who was a resident there, that doesn't count. Dancehall, Compa, Soca, neither. Those are from other countries. And saying you're from Flappers when you're really from Jersey, that doesn't mean it either. I'm talking about with the authentic Flappers style. And I did that. And I do that. And I'm 100% independent. Why I'm not mainstream? It could be I've been blackballed. Whatever it is, I'm not a mental colony for my ideas to be exploited. Not even by other blacks. If I allowed that, then I wouldn't be exhibiting business or economic consciousness. And those are just as important as any other sort of consciousness, political, spiritual, or otherwise. You understand? That's why I gotta end the show for now. Take a step back, see what direction I'm gonna go now. But regardless, my light will still shine. And I continue to convert solar power. To this.
Watch how we flip it. Insta mix, Snapchat mix, Jack Frost. Some people need it. Some people need it. And stop mix up in tell them to stop mix up in well, if a man not treat you right, in your business, them. Tell them straight up, say you're not. Them always go and like them a day. From the day me know myself, me know me. Them only know you when them end up in a. Now for them all, they a waste girl and waste man. Now make them move like a you, them a wait pon. Every day them get up and a bend them frustration. I always on the rock if them not sitting up. That's why you need fit. Lazy Roscoe Luca. And stop mix up in a. Stop mix up in a. Hypocrite singing aga. A bad mind singing aga. That's why you fist stop mix up in a. Tell your friends stop mix up in a. Stop mix up in a. Woman, don't you ever give a man a
chance to.
The time to use you cause you know he will. And if God in your life and you believe in yourself, it no really matter who won't be
against you.
The remix you at, you know.
What can I say?
Streets and internet, I say chat, you know.
What can I say?
Viral plus popular. Big up the girl and where you rise to the top, you know. Jack Frost. That's why you need it.
Work.
Here's the Roscoe Luca.
Work.
And stop mix up in a.
Da, da.
Well, stop mix up in a. Stop mix up in a. And that's why me say it.
Work.
Everybody and them other need it.
Work.
Tell your ex stop mix up in a. Tell your friend stop mix up in a. Well, if a man not treat you right, in a your business them. Tell them straight up say you're not. Them always go and like them a day. From the day me know myself, me know me.
Them only know you when them end up in a crisis. Enough of them out there, a waste girl, a waste man. Now make them move like a you, them a weapon. Every day them get up and a bend them frustration. Always like a rock if them not sitting up. That's why you need it.
Work.
Lazy rascal, look up.
Work.
And stop mix up in a. Stop mix up in a. Stop mix up in a.
Lazy
rascal, look up.
Work.
And stop mix up in a. Tell your friends, stop mix up in a. Benny Tandy, Jack Frost. Look at work, you know. And stop mix up in our dirt.
When they say Haitian to hip hop full force 30-year NYC bid. So how the fuck niggas ain't shout out the kid?
What?
Calling out niggas who ain't put in the years in NYC, shedding blood, sweat, and tears. Let the guard make it clear so it ain't no mystery. Props on top of Haitian hip hop history. Yo pensé marrer sans bas en bas corps. Vous me servez avec le loi qui est passé l'or. A des sains nous parler les lipéjol. Quand on te yell, on t'a performé la mot bas de yol. Show me freestyle talent in a vocab scrimmage. Now talking about Washington Square Park in the village. Talk about Flappers Junction. Full tan, laying up to the fuck was you then? Difference between them and me is I was doing this way before MTV. But I don't let it cause me mental hysteria. You probably still think Columbus found America. So while they talk about what so and so did, I'm representing hip-hop inside a pyramid. Seen 50 Cent rise, such a $2 trip. Seen Decepticon turn to the crypt. See April Jackets play out, come back in. See police kill niggas again and again. Diallo, Doris, Mongana, and Bell. Some niggas ain't real and it ain't hard to tell. Were y'all niggas around? Not likely. When Haitian shook the bridge in 1990. Dedicated to those on the front line. Super E props and now I want mine. Real street soldier, war on the ground. You live from the Hyatt Hotel in Midtown. Niggas wanna build a stadium, I'm like, hold up. Make sure you come through with some dough that fold up. Don't make me and my spirits roll up. Me niggas drop dead, business slow up. The Haitian in the art, Callaloo and Trinity. Rep NYC now to infinity. Ocean Church Ave, I see in New York. No String Junction, I see in New York. Canarsie and Queens, I see in New York. Long Island from the Bell, I see in New York. Tabu Combo, I see in New York. System Scott Shot, I see in New York. Now Big EP, I see in New York. HMC, I see in New York like that. Yo, nigga, me dit comme ça, job après job. La société fait avant Bob. Don't even try to front of me when it come to hip hop in this Haitian community. Mais là avant, I'm not from Port-au-Prince, I'm not from Old Cop, I'm not from JME, I'm not from Pétionville, I'm not from Gonaïve. I'm from New York.